That is a house built for all people. Didn't say for Muslims. It says a house built for all people. And it says to Andrew, that house is full of blessings. You hear that? That house is full of blessings for all mankind. And where that house is, it is a place of trust. It is a place of security. You can go there with your jewels. You don't want to lie to you. Not the faithful. Now we know nowadays, you can get $2,000 or $3,000 together, and you can carry your corrupt stuff over there pretending you're one of them. But to the great majority of us, you can put your money, your wealth, we don't care how much it is, wrap it down there and be sleep time, we're not going to touch it.
Right?
A place of safety and security. Isn't this the problem that Christianity is doing? Christ Jesus in the nativity scene. A little as a little baby. And he's in this scene with animals. To say that God has not only put this goodness in human beings, he also put it in animals. There are animals that you can trust, that you can put your baby in with them among those animals, and the animal won't hurt your baby. As I said earlier, there are animals that will come to rescue a man, and I've read the animal take the rescue of a baby, and the animal was moaning and groaning, making sound. We wanted somebody to come and help the baby, because the animal did not know how to take care of a human being. This is pointing to what? Pointing to the goodness of your God that created you. He made the world of it. He put that goodness not only in man but in animals. So that tells us that God is a good God. Now God has made you rational. God has made you able to think and understand things. Why can't you think and understand that? And then know that your life is in progression. And know that not only your life is in progression, but the community of mankind on this earth is in progression. Behind us we had crusaders. Behind us we had brutal barbarians. Behind us we had a world of human savages who loved violence and thought that it was a group of their manhood just to be brutal and beat upon weaker nations. But we have promised all of that. You study the history of the evolution of animal life. You know that on this earth there used to roam huge creatures. Suppose they were here now and terrified us. Huge dinosaurs. You saw the movie. suppose you had that fastened on your back window. But God didn't intend for that to say. That's a message to the intelligent thinking persons of earth. That's a message to tell you, I put the bad thing here to tell you that I don't want you like that. Now, I've done away with this, and I've set the more peaceful to bow. Isn't that a message to intelligent minded people? That the will and creation, that the will and creation is against violence, is against the truth, that has no respect for things, and there are a lot of people going out there looking for something knocked out. They wake up in the morning looking for something knocked out. If they don't find anything, if they're awake knocked down, they might knock down you. They might be knocked down their old senior dad, senior citizen, all day. Might knock that down. But daddy said, it's all on my way. You don't want to get pushed. We're losing our humanity. We're losing our original nature. We're losing our original character. We're losing our original excellence. We're losing it. And it's happening by accident. Dr. Isidee Ibrahim, a man that I met at my father's house, He's a great man, a very popular man, a scholar, very well educated, respected in his fucking world. He's from Egypt. But he felt long known, perhaps even more now, than the immigrants. Where he had lived and served government, Islamic interests, etc. The little city book or publication that I guess after becoming acquainted with the book or movement and the great leader, the blessed leader, here, Lubin, I read it at Little City Magazine a few issues back. That they interviewed Dr. Ibrahim Hiddity. And they were asking about problems of Christian and Muslim relations, about 9/11 and other things. He said, Christians and Muslims would not be enemies and would not be working against one another had it not been instigated. Now, as I understand it in my conclusion, as I understand the great beauty and the great mysteries that are also great and beautiful of Christianity and Islam, we have ours too. As I understand it, it is telling us that we should know the life as that God created, and know that an enemy has come into the picture and is working against life as God created to take it out of the picture God put it in, including your own human life. And that life thrives, life survives and continues by bondage. And if it's shared something, if it's disconnected with something, it disconnects with that that is causing this bondage. Disease. Whatever. Life is good. The life that God created is good. And it's bond. It's bond. Our power is a symbol of this bondage. Life connects and bonds to become bigger. And better, bigger and more useful, bigger to render greater services under the Lord is created. This is life. Now, death was the opposite way. Death disconnects what life has connected. And the enemy of mankind, we call him Satan, we call him Shaitan. It is said of him by Muhammad the Prophet. In one of the reports by Bukhari and Muslims, may God bless them and give them paradise for their contribution. It is said that our prophet reported to his followers. He said, God called the Greek angel Gabriel. Jibril in Islam, in the Quran, Jibril, Gabriel. And he said, I want to show you my creation that I created. This was before earth and everything was made. And Gabriel saw it. He said, my Lord, how can anyone go wrong in such a wonderful world? Then God just instantly caused the things to change. And he showed the world after Shaitan, or Satan, as the Christians call him, had his influence on him. Then he set a lurement, he decorated for himself, for his own influence. Satan set a lurement and he decorated the world for himself. And when when Gabriel saw it, Jibril saw it, he said, my Lord, how can anyone go straight in such a crooked world? Cool. to be scholars and Islamic teachers, we shouldn't just hear this like it's some story of the baby that you're going to put to bed tonight, read a story, and then go to sleep. Let me tell you a story. It's a story of the great angel came and how God showed him the world before Satan. You better look in your backyard, in your front yard. You better look down the street. You better look on the TV. You better look all over this world that you're living in to see signs, maybe, that this is still going on. They're still saying it. The evil ones are still changing the picture of truth and reality. So that you will be confused and led wrong and will never find way to your own self, not to mention God. And in my conclusion, God has to do it. That whoever comes upon knowledge, a path to knowledge, and you're not selfish, you didn't go out seeking knowledge because you wanted it for your personal self. You did it because you wanted to make a better contribution to the society or to the world of mankind. The prophet has taught us that that person went out and entered or stepped upon the pathway to God. The pathway to God. You can't just try God with your heart, make it with your eyes open to you. You have to start using your brain, the most productive tool God gave in a living thing, the human brain. You have to start using your brain against the influences of this world that give you hypnotic music, so that you're not under the rule of induction, you're under the rule of strength. Strange, really. Yes, so you have to resist that. You have to use your brain. Use your brain. Use your wisdom. Make intelligent choices. And have a better life. Have a better life. And before others, the 100th prophet when he came, he obligated those that were ignorant and illiterate. That once they learn something, he obligated them to go and find another person in need like yourself and teach that person. He made them public teachers, public school teachers. He made the members of the public school teachers. We talk about public education. How much more can we have public education than what the Prophet Muhammad gave us? He said, everyone that's strong, go out, teach another. He really wanted to extend it to the public, to everybody. And think the best era. Don't make poor, ignorant choices. Seek the best era. Both religious invite to excellence. Both religious invite to righteousness. Both religious invite to peace. You cannot have peace if you have those things that reduce your work as a creation of God. As a creation of God. You can't have peace if you don't support justice. Justice is the doing of what is right. Justice is standing by what is right. If you don't stand by what is right, you cannot expect to have peace. The Palestinians, if we just listen to what they have, or just read a headline or a caption and not the whole paper. We'll think that the Palestinians are the bad guys, and they are alone in the doing of what is bad. You need to read everything. And if you read everything, we talk about our president. Our president is good. I think we have an excellent president. America.
That's who I trust.
We have an excellent president. You pick your daily paper. Yeah. And don't just read what appears on the front page all the time.
Yeah.
Go and dump through the whole paper.
Right.
And you'll find a writer, a columnist, or a writer, or a commentator, giving you the piece of the information that you miss by just looking at the headline. You have to read the whole thing. The editors can't permit those who want to support Israel, and not also permit those who want to support Palestinians who've been mistreated. They have to also let the writer who wants to give the Palestinian side make some contribution and reach the readership. That's fair. The editors are excellent. Because I read, I'm not going to name anyone in particular or any paper, but I read reports on what's going on over there that I've been reading for months and years. And I have found in this, in my daily newspaper, the truth about what is going on in Palestine. I have found writers, please, appealing to the American people to look at this sad picture for the Palestinians while you're also looking at the problems for Israel.
Yes.
I thank you for your presence here, and I thank God that I'm present. And I'm convinced, beyond any doubt, I'm convinced that good Christians, good Muslims, can work together.
Yes.
And bring much better world in than this one we live in now. I believe in the Christian hope for a new heaven and a new earth.
Allahu Akbar.
And I hope a lot of our leaders will not be in there for long. Thank you. And let's live for peace. We are Muslims by name, and the gospel of Jesus Christ says, "Blessed are the peacemakers."
That's right.
Thank you. Peace be unto you. That's